Sonic Boom.
Now we're recording.
All right, yeah, now we're recording. Hey, Sonic everybody.
Boom. Welcome to the pick me up saying Sonic Boom one day.
Everything's better with Gal's theme, so we have to play this game while Gal's theme is going on in the background.
It's copyright infringement.
I mean, technically playing a Portal fiasco is also copyright.
No, that's fair use.
Yeah, I guess so.
Why?
I mean, it's... Well,
it's in that universe. It's not a graphic.
You know what? I'm not worried about it because someone raised like $10,000 on Kickstarter to make a Portal fan film, and they didn't sue those people. And we're doing this for free.
Yeah. Mm. By the way, that's stupid.
By the way.
Us doing it for free, not a Portal fan film.
Oh, yeah. Well,
guys, pay us. Give us money.
Hey everyone, welcome to another Ragnarok Rock pre-play. Today we're going to be setting up our fiasco. This is a fiasco that I wrote called...
It's Ryan's fiasco.
It's my brilliant masterwork.
See, Alex and I wrote fiascos also.
But James didn't like those.
Yeah, James said they sucked, so we're playing Ryan's because apparently Ryan is better than us.
Yep.
So.
Actually, because I like Portal better than I like your two scenarios.
Wow. See, there you go already. He's saying
Who doesn't like Portal more than any kind of this shit?
What was your
up with? Shit.
Now it's shit.
Now Ryan says that we come up with shit. Great.
What was your guys' themes?
His was a
It's not even worth mentioning.
His was an apocalypse thing, his was an espionage thing.
Oh. They write their shit.
Yeah.
This is a fiasco that I wrote with...
We know.
With help from Chris and Alex. So part of the brilliance is Alex.
Ones that Alex added...
All the worst parts, those are mine.
Whatever ones Alex added, make sure not to pick them because they're shit.
Yeah.
And my friend Amy from the internet.
Those are probably really good.
Yeah. Good old Amy.
Uh-huh.
Amy.
First, we have to roll dice.
All right, let's do it.
He may write great fiascos, but he doesn't know how to play.
I want to go into the pile.
Roll dice.
Only Ryan didn't go into the pile.
I got 2 ones.
Take it easy.
Four to five.
Roll dice.
Yeah, that's good. Right into the recording microphone. You have an unobstructed
line. We have one
line.
A bunch of fun.
That went right in my ear, actually.
Damn.
Four?
One four.
One four.
One
oh.
Six, a bunch of fives, a bunch of twos, wow. And a...
Do we want to... Let's re-roll some of the twos and...
Oh, so now but you get to you write it, and now you get to change all the rules? All right, I'm going to stop.
No.
Now you just roll one, two, three. Isn't that what you just took?
Yes.
No, well,
you just shifted them around.
He took away some fives.
And he rolled one, two, three.
Okay.
Obviously,
this is what we've got.
Let's
go with it. We had more fives with five.
All right, so, Akos, do you want to read the score? You can skip the Grotto score if you want. I just put it in there for flavor.
As an Aperture employee, you are privileged to work among the best and the brightest minds in the world, pushing the envelope of human knowledge further every day, a brave explorer charting unknown territory. However, sometimes the job isn't all it's cracked up to be. When science grows too demanding, when the company's moral compass starts spinning like a zoetrope, when the years turn into decades and all hope runs out...
You cat boy Captain America over here. The best of the best of the best, sir. With honors.
When all hope runs out, it drives Aperture's truest believers to do stupid, vile, greedy, unforgivable things for themselves, for the company, for science. What happens when you mix horrendously unethical experiments, reality-bending technology, robots, extra-dimensional invasions, and a smattering of desperate, deeply flawed characters? I think you know where I'm going with this.
I am a robot.
Suggestions for play! Use the optional stunt dice rule. When a player resolves a scene with a stunt die, it triggers a flashback or flash forward to a different era in Aperture's history.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
Remember when we played Portal 2 and in the co-op version, we just kept hugging Will?
Movie night is Portal. It's not a movie. Better Off Ted, also not a movie. The Hudsucker Proxy, Office Space, and Half-Life series video game.
Which is
a movie.
Wow.
Office Space is a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So who wants to start? James, you could start.
Why?
Since he likes
it. Because you love it so fucking much.
You know what? You can eat my...
What?
Thingy.
What thing?
Well, put it on a plate and I will.
All right, I gotta make it first.
Okay.
Yeah, Will was upset when we
cut. You know, if he cuts his dick off and puts it on a plate, you have to eat it.
Well, he's like dick's a thing.
I think James is the loser there.
Well, yeah.
He didn't say thick, though.
He said he had to make it, so maybe he's just going to shit.
You know what thingy it is?
I mean, nobody wins in that
situation. He said thingy.
No. I said thingy.
He wasn't specific.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Thingy could be anything.
Oh, only thingy.
Thingy Mabob.
It can't be a whosamacallit.
I mean, that's a thingy.
Or a what's it?
It's a thingy.
No, it's a what's it. It's not a thingy. Mm.
It's a who. You can't do get who's it, but you can do what's it. What's it's a thingies.
Mm.
That's debatable.
Yeah.
Forgot what
I'm not. I would agree with you.
You pick a relationship for.
Yeah.
We all have the cards between us. You got to pick a relationship for two people.
I'm going to give you two rivals.
What's that?
That's a two.
Okay, so Ed and Ed.
Those two get a two.
I do can do.
Are we going clockwise, counterclockwise, left,
clockwise.
Right,
up,
or anything
down.
Other than purely medical
up, up?
American
things.
Or European clock?
Up, 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 down, down, left, right, AB.
No, American Australian clock.
Oh, okay.
It's on the other side of the world, so their clock's on the other way.
Or start AABB, 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 start.
And up, up, down, down, left, right, BI, start.
Oh, no, I was doing the Aladdin code to go down the level.
Alex loves Aladdin.
I do.
I'm going to use our four and give Meyer and James a questionable relationship.
A questionable.
That's a four.
You want to write that?
It wasn't four. All right. I slid it over.
Since you have the pencil.
Quencil.
That's Quencil. Not how you pronounce
Questionable.
That word.
Ed took the pencils and put them over on the side of the table.
I moved them.
Okay.
Because
they were
right by the microphone.
Sorry, I just assumed that Ed did it.
Yeah, well.
That's rude.
That's because I suck.
It is.
But it was bound to be one of us. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, you and I are just
the worst.
We were a little upset when we kept hugging him. Because we weren't progressing at all.
Guys, we're timed. No, we're not.
He just kept hugging.
He wasn't even going to release the neurotoxin.
He wasn't even very good at the puzzles either.
You remember in that one take of that cold open when Will did a Will voice?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like Will.
Willception.
Yeah,
and like, awesome. Well, you don't.
I'm going to give Ryan and I a testing relationship.
Testing.
Oh, gosh.
You're
no,
testing.
Will, you don't have to.
Yeah, I am. Because everyone thinks my work is shit.
Well, have you read your writing?
Yes! Yes, I have!
So, how do you not feel the same way?
Oh.
I hope you're crying in there, asshole!
Hey, James, how's the elevator business?
Oh, fuck you! Got its ups and downs. Frick. You know what was your... Oh, no, it's Ed's turn to pick.
Pick it.
Did Ryan James have one?
No.
Well, since fucking Ryan, ever since James loves Ryan's work so much,
oh,
you're gonna give him a romantic one.
I knew you were gonna do that. You always give Ryan and I romantic relationships.
And you two are just gonna fuck each other all night.
Seriously, every fiasco we've played, you've given Ryan and I a romantic
Maybe
relationship.
You should just marry him and get it over with. Dickhead.
I would. He's a very attractive man.
Oh, but Ryan's already married.
I mean, he's no Alex, top of Alex's head.
Well, no.
Well, nothing's...
That's just a hole, though.
Yeah. Right. Nothing tops.
And nothing tops Alex's top.
Oh,
I'll give Ed and I a one. We're colleagues.
Yeah!
Put that over
We're
there.
Colleagues!
I don't trust Ed with the Cheetos.
I wouldn't trust me either, but you know what?
That's you, James.
I probably can't trust you with the Cheetos either.
That's true. So everyone has a relationship now in the definition.
Yeah, what do you guys got?
We have testing. Ed and I have rivals. I think we got like one of everything.
We're colleagues.
We're rivals.
We're questionable. You and Ryan are fucking chum.
Yeah, I mean, you can nip that in the bud and define your and Ryan's relationship
if
you want.
Yeah, you know, you used to, guys had, you know, you used to date sisters, so it's like you kind of fuck each other anyway. Because genetics.
I don't think that's how that works.
No.
The sisters have the same genes, and they fucked the sisters, so then they fuck each other.
I mean, you could try to make the argument that they have maybe had sex with the same person. You'd be wrong.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying they're fucking their.
Yeah, that's not.
Well, like if they had sex with the same person, then you could maybe say they were fucking each other because.
No.
Their dicks both touch
I don't say that,
the same
though.
Thing.
I said that they, you know, they fucked each other. Science, don't worry. I equations and stuff.
Meyer has studied this extensively.
Yeah. Okay.
The study of whether or not two people...
Fuckology?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Or is it fuckonomics?
I'm going to give you two the six, which is
the only six.
Yep.
Survivors of a horrific lab test.
No, we don't have four either.
Testing? All right.
Oh, shit.
We don't have four to sixes.
Oh, four you.
What's that supposed to mean?
I have no idea.
I'm scared.
You should be. Or you shouldn't be.
Okay.
Be either or.
I'm going to give us a three, James.
Oh, boy.
Fucking?
No, personality core and programmer.
That's right.
Yeah, I need a three, though.
How's that run, man? Oh.
It means one of them programmed the personality core to be in love with them.
Mm.
Can I have the thing while you're...
Yeah, sorry.
Or fell in love with the core like that. What was that movie with Scarlett Johansson? Is the sexy computer?
She wasn't a sexy computer. She was a cell phone.
She was an AI.
Right. She didn't have a body. That was part of the plot, actually.
Yeah.
She was AI.
So, spoilers?
It's kind of like the back blurb.
Yeah, she's a program. So a bunch of people have her.
Right. Well, Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with his cell phone programming, and so do a lot of other people. All right.
Well, you don't find that out.
Mm. Well, that was a spoiler.
That's a spoiler. You didn't find that out until the end.
No, people fell in love with her.
Yeah, that she was in a relationship. Yeah,
No. I meant. No, you just spoiled. I meant other people also fell in love with their AIs.
You didn't know that, though.
Yeah, you did.
It's been a while since I've been.
I've never seen it.
I saw the movie once. It was pretty good.
Yeah. So what do you have? You have questionable.
We have colleagues.
Colleagues, and we have rivals.
Yeah, we're rivals.
It was very. Spike Jones tries to be Charlie Kaufman and doesn't quite pull it off.
No, I liked it, though.
No, it was good.
We can't have incorrigible office pranksters. Hmm. You're 1, 2, 3, 5.
And someone can always wait for the end and use it as the wild, but...
Not for time.
Oh, that's right.
Find a relationship.
Yeah, Ryan! Well,
technically, the way we play it.
Yeah, we could always just skip
the way
Nope.
This is the way we've done every fiasco.
Yeah.
We're not making special exceptions for yours, Ryan.
All right, fine.
They're just jealous because yours can handle, you know, the way it is. Theirs has to be tampered with.
Thank you, James.
I believe your wild was in her.
That's a spoiler.
Jesus. Bold part of it. Like, who? Someone should have been puking. It's Olivia Wilde.
Was it me?
I don't know.
It might have been me. I don't remember anymore. Anyway, you guys get a 3.
Well, I always have
questionable.
Yeah.
Doubles from different parallel Earths.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
What was it?
We're doubles from different parallel Earths.
Oh, okay.
Is that questionable?
Parallel Earths?
I think that was a different category. That was the 6. Let me see.
Yeah, it was
the 6. Ew, dummy.
What is that? Oh, questionable. Sorry.
That was one of my used spare.
Special, yeah. Okay, sorry.
That would have been funny, though.
Yeah, well.
That'd been the second time me and you have been playing the same character.
All right, well, you can keep the 3.
Uh-huh.
You do after-hours lab work, which is synthesizing controlled substances. You guys make drugs.
All right, who's not defined yet?
You and me, and you and Meyer. That's it.
Hours.
So that's rivals and
after hours what?
Lab work. Synthesizing controlled substances.
1, 2, 3, 5.
So you guys are Walter Whiting in Portal.
Basically.
Ooh.
Which one of you is Mr. White, and which one of you is Jesse?
Well, Ed and Meyer haven't been defined yet, so.
Also, one of us is a programmer.
Or a personality core. Imagine an Aperture robot trying to help someone make drugs.
Now mix it.
No. A controlled substance.
That's true.
It could be like jet fuel. That is, I would imagine that would be considered a controlled substance.
Yeah. Human employee and robotic replacement.
Colleagues.
So what do we have left? 1, 2, 5.
1, 2, 5.
Wow.
1, 2, 3.
So you're probably the robot, because Ryan and I are survivors of a horrific lab accident.
Not necessarily.
That's true.
But probably.
So we have ones, twos, and
if you're
fives.
Both robots, because if I'm the programmer, and he's the
I'll do another one. So we've worked here since they sold shower curtains.
Okay.
Ah, well, there you go. You're the human.
No, I can be a robot.
Robots are for ones.
He could have been the cash register at the top.
So.
Or he could have been the thing that assembled the curtain rods.
They just kept upgrading that machine.
They gave it a personality. I love twisting things.
Wait. So. There you go.
Now we need things, means, and places.
Yeah, you would.
We need at least one place.
We have five people, so we should have two needs.
Two needs, two objects, and a place.
Yeah.
Part of me was wanted to do a five. I didn't say that. Me and you are work, husband, and wife.
Part of me wanted to fuck you in the nose.
Oh.
In the nose.
What part of it?
My dick.
Like, what percentage is that?
Like 90.
90% dick?
No, 90% of me is my dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're 90% dick.
Under these clothes, all penis.
Am I touching your dick right now?
Yeah, you are. Yep. Still dick. No. That's well established. You don't get to touch that.
Oh.
So what part of you isn't dick?
The soles of my feet, the palms of my hands, my eyeballs, and oddly enough, my dick.
Oh, your dick isn't dick. What is your dick?
I don't know.
Just like a tiny
if
hand.
You have a need to get revenge.
Rival need revenge.
Alright. Under here.
I've got the need for speed.
It's all dick.
What do we got? 1, 2, 5?
Yep.
Just one.
Is that why anytime...
Freeza!
Is that why anytime anybody, like... touches your body, you like crumple to the floor in pain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or just explode in pleasure. I'm dick, not testicles.
Mm. That's true.
Wait, getting punched at dick still hurts though.
Yeah, but getting touched doesn't.
Actually, getting touched is quite pleasurable on the dick.
Yeah.
Ah!
Oh. I think Meyer's wired wrong. That makes sense, actually.
Maybe he caught it in the zipper and it just sent
I wouldn't quite say being touched would make me explode as pleasure.
Are you 90% dick?
That's true.
You
it also
know.
Depends on how you
all touched. Right, remind me, what's everyone's relationship again?
Ed and I are rivals. You and I are
but
survivors of a horrific lab accident. Ed and I are a human employee and a robotic replacement with a need to get revenge.
Okay.
And I think we're the only ones who have a thing.
Yeah. Ed and I are colleagues who work shower curtains. James and I are a questionable relationship where we are after hours lab work sympathizing controlled substances.
All right. In that case, I'm going to give you two the object. I'm going to give you a two.
Who's you two?
Meyer and James.
Mm-hmm.
Subtly dangerous... object.
Subtle thing.
Hey, no banging on the table.
Well, because number one on subtly dangerous is the intelligence dampening sphere. And one of you two is a robot.
Oh,
it's an AI core.
One of us might be Wheatley.
Subtly dangerous. What?
It's a subtly dangerous object.
One of us might be a programmer in love with Wheatley.
Mm-hmm.
We're really in love with a programmer.
You could have a naive crush on Cave Johnson.
Let there be light. That was a god.
Just god.
Coding god.
Need to get revenge.
Portal 2 was good.
Yeah.
Portal 1 was good.
Hmm.
I loved both of them.
Yeah.
Too bad we're not going to get a third because they don't do threes.
I get it.
Valve can't count to three.
What? I have left to TF2.
Portal 2.
They don't do trilogies.
I am going to give James and Ryan a need to test.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And you're a survivor of a horrific test.
No, lab accident.
All
right. What do we have left?
Which could have been a test.
You,
but
you
probably.
Well, and then all of them need more definition, too.
And definition.
And we should have one location somewhere.
Location, location, location.
Who doesn't have a...
Me and you and...
We don't have a thing.
Yeah. Ryan and I and you and Meyer.
And then remember, whoever has the last die, which is Meyer, gets a wild card.
I got a wild. I'm in.
Whose idea was that?
Yeah, Alan. Jason Morningstar's.
Oh, my God. Well, no, well, technically, James said... James, Alex said James should go first, which means that he also told me I could go last.
Yep. It was all me.
This is your big plan?
Yep.
To give Meyer the wild card? That was your big idea? That was your whole... You know,
I will give Ryan and Alex
he was playing a long
to
game.
Behind the scenes location.
He's playing a long game.
It's the long
con. No one touches us. I am the only one who has touched this so far, which I'm going to continue, I guess. How many needs do we have?
Two.
I
need to get revenge and a need to test.
Okay.
So maybe an object?
An object.
I think we have the object.
We have one. It can be normal.
Right. Well, they Ed and Meyer need a definition.
Okay.
Touched.
You guys have a location?
Yeah, location behind the scenes. Three needs would get messy.
Yeah.
Oh, things would get messy.
It gets messy is sex with...
Don't.
Sex with Will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Will only has sex in swimming pools full of Jello.
And eels.
And money.
And diarrhea is constantly.
Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, we
did that to you. That wasn't right.
We put that thought in your heads.
Alright, I'm gonna tip us over the edge, guys.
The Ubiakin!
Oh, God.
And ruined the whole thing.
Now we have to stop recording and redo this whole thing. Alright, everyone, write down what we got.
We did. That's what we've been doing.
Alright, me and you will have leverage.
That's a good one. I like that pencil.
Ubiakin?
We can share.
Ubiakin.
Generally, you don't want to yank them.
I forget how that.
Someone said boobing, and then Ryan was like, ah.
Well, I remember. No, I remember that Ryan got offended.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back for me that time.
But I forget why. I think it was something you came up with.
Boob yanking?
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask
it. It was one of you two.
I did. It was me. It sounds like a me.
Because it's always one of you two.
Yeah.
Boob yanking.
If you leave Meyer and Ed together for too long.
Yep.
Was that the Mexican Murderous game?
It might have been. No.
Because that one still hasn't been posted.
Still hasn't been posted.
It was a game at your house, I feel like.
It was the one on the airplane.
Oh, right. Did we post that one?
Yes, we did.
The one? Oh, yeah, that was a good
one.
Yeah,
that was the one where I was playing the lady thief trying to redeem her reputation because
and I was
she was
playing the man thief.
She was in a high speed chase and she swerved to avoid a kitten
right.
or something.
Why do you guys say she's a lady thief? Why can't you just say she's a thief? Why do you have to make everything about gender?
I'm sorry.
You can say she's a thief.
So when listeners
and weren't you
picture,
were you
female.
You were the roadrunner?
I was a man thief.
I was the roadrunner. Yeah, because I was
and
notorious.
He was, were you Speedy Gonzalez?
I don't remember. I remember we were both thieves.
Oh, no, you were the...
I was playing the steward.
Yeah.
You were the coyote.
And Chris was the he had like a PhD and he was reduced to being a flight attendant
yeah.
because some horrific backstory that he had.
I was the stuffy old lady.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And no, Speedy Gonzalez was the pilot.
Ooh, you know what else is a good one? The Mexican Murderers.
Yeah.
You should post it.
All right, fine. I'll post it.
Wow. That was easy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to do it.
No.
He'll probably post this one first.
I still have it.
He listens to it.
He listens to it every day.
All right, every day I listen to it and I write another item that I hate.
Every day he listens to it and just says, never.
See, I have this image in my head of Ryan listening to it and being like, it's all mine.
No
this
one
is
else.
Too good. Too good for the people.
I'm going to give you two the five by utterly humiliating your enemies.
Okay.
Who's filler. It wasn't the best, but it was pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was one of our more serious ones.
Mm-hmm.
We have serious ones?
This one was.
Yeah.
Really, I wasn't there for that then.
Two?
I'm never involved in
the subject matter was not really a joking one.
Yeah.
Because that one and Dead of Winter was another serious one.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, let's try to do a serious one, and we did.
And also,
I mean, it wasn't like completely serious. Like there was a
the chili cook-off.
All right, I'm gonna give us
like the goofy forest character who turned out to be I won't say
a long abandoned den with strange drawings on the walls.
So what do you guys? So you two, those are the only ones left.
No, we have a need to test.
Right, need to test.
Dangerous object, leverage.
Need to test.
Explodes. Take it easy.
Subtly dangerous, and what was that one?
Leverage.
I do remember that we had to did we change it mid-game when we realized that we were playing it as if we were in a dusty, like, run-down town? And it turned out that the city we were in...
And it was Juarez, yeah.
Like a big metropolis. Right,
you two get a one for subtly dangerous, the intelligence dampening sphere.
So somebody gets to do a 2-hour-long impression of Stephen Merchant.
All right,
I can just call Stephen Merchant see if he wants to come over. I know.
Well, it says we have the object. Doesn't actually mean one of us is the object, right?
True.
No,
it just is. It factors into your relationship.
All right,
so they have a need to test, and you guys have an object that's leverage. That's it.
So we need you and Ryan.
No, Ryan James and James have a need to test, and you and Meyer have an object that's something.
So we need you and Ryan.
No. Ryan and James.
The thing that need is need a test, but why is that?
No. Oh, okay.
It's just like watching him look at you with seriousness. I thought he was joking for this whole thing, but he was.
It has a need test, but you need to also add to it.
So wait, it's you and Ryan.
Yes, it's me and Ryan.
That's already done.
Yeah,
those are already done.
And you and Meyer, like I said. So the first, like, three times I said it, you just completely ignored it.
Instructions unclear. Head stuck in board.
I ate a food one day.
Good.
I love your song lyrics, but perhaps you should go for more specificity.
No, I think that was perfect. It leaves it up to the listener's imagination.
What a food could be.
Yeah.
Could be anything. Could even be something to eat.
It could even be not a food. No, it could be not a food.
I'm going to go with...
Because it is a food.
I
ate a food one day when I was at a place.
I'm going to give Meyer and I someone's helpless parents stored in suspended animation.
All right. So write that down. Yeah, Meyer, you get to choose the wild card need to test.
Need to test.
Stop wrapping up these dice.
I ate a food one day.
Meyer, it's right there, Freddy.
What was this? What was that? At a place?
When
I was at a place.
Where are they trapped? In where?
Where they put
they were some trapped food
to eat.
stored in a suspended animation. Someone's helpless parents stored in suspended animation.
So one of you is a robot and the other one's a person whose parents are stored in.
Or the robot's parents.
Yeah.
These are the nut and bolt that made me.
Test.
And you can go.
If anybody knows anything about hardware, nuts go into bolts. And they made it.
Bolts go into nuts.
They go around the nut.
Five. The
nuts don't go into bolts.
You guys get five. You gotta test the limits of physical intimacy between robots and humans.
I knew that was coming.
Nicely done, Meyer.
Thank you.
All right, now everything in here is very complicated. So don't touch anything. In fact, don't even look at anything. You gotta look at things so you can find the button, but once you see it, just push it and then stop looking at everything.
Now I want to go play Portal 2 again.
There you go.
I want to re-download it on my computer so I can get the perpetual testing initiative again.
Food. One day. One.
All right.
So now we need characters.
Yeah, so James and I are romantic, personality core, and programmer, and we have a need to test the limits of physical intimacy between robots and humans.
All right, Ryan and I have a relationship testing, survivors of a horrific lab accident, and we have a behind-the-scenes location, a long-abandoned den with strange drawings on the walls. And then Ed and I are rivals, a human employee and robotic replacement, with a need to get revenge by utterly humiliating your enemies.
I kind of like the idea that I was like, just like...
What?
Ed and I are colleagues who worked here since they sold shower curtains, and we have leverage of someone's helpless parent suspended animation. And James and I...
Thank you, Mayor.
...have a questionable relationship... where we are after hours lab work synthesizing controlled substances, and we have a subtly dangerous object of the intelligence dampening sphere.
What were you saying, Ed?
I kind of like the idea that I was just like
banana phone,
like an assembly arm or something.
That was just like constantly.
It was
upgrading.
Just constantly upgrading.
They just kept upgrading and upgrading, and now like it's come to the point where. I am a rival for your job, whatever your job is.
Okay.
Like I just literally was like an arm attached to a machine.
And I'm picturing Meyer as like a heartwarming old man character, just with a toolkit. Like, oh hey, how you doing there, old friend? It's been some.
It's bad.
I'm old.
I've been using the same wrench to fix you.
But now you're a giant robot.
Keep putting those nuts in
the
bolts.
Not necessarily giant, but I feel like I started just as an arm, and then like you gave me a body, and then you gave me like a rudimentary intelligence, and then...
I'm an engineer.
Yeah.
Aperture needs engineers, but I didn't have one of those fancy diplomas. So they made.
Oh God! There was actually like a canon character who was like a janitor who would devise like makeshift solutions to things. I think his name was like Dusty or something.
I don't want to be that guy.
Okay.
Not my own.
He's Rusty.
Rusty.
Musty.
I
forget the guy's name, but I know way too much about Portal.
I used to know a lot. I just didn't keep up with it.
So Ed's a robot. One of you two is an intelligence sphere. Probably James.
James is the
because okay, Ryan and I survived a horrific lab accident.
All right,
janitor.
So I'm a yeah.
So what was our horrific lab accident?
The intelligence sphere got angry and blew up everything. Because his programmer did a no-no touch.
He no-no!
I was the mechanical arm that sealed the boxes of shower curtains.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everyone calls you Tapey.
Tapey?
Tapey.
I will be the Jesse Pinkman of this.
Okay.
I like the fact an old man just...
I kind of like the idea that you guys are synthesizing controlled substances, but it's not drugs.
No.
It's like highly volatile and dangerous chemicals that you can sell on the black market.
It's the bouncing gel or the...
James, do you want to be the robot or do you want to be the programmer?
Don't matter to me, none.
All right.
I'm good either way.
All right, I'll be the programmer then.
So you get to name me.
Yes.
Since you programmed me.
Sure.
I have a program that helps you make volatile substances.
I'm Walter White.
I don't know who I am.
You're a bastard.
You two were rivals.
Yeah.
So what could Tapey, the former robotic arm, be have been upgraded to do that your job is in trouble?
Push the buttons. And now the arm just pushes the buttons for you.
No, maybe you're a Walter White. Maybe because you tell, like, you can't do anything. You have the ideas, but you don't, can't do it. So
okay, because you don't have any arm. You're the genius.
Yeah.
All right. Which is why we have trouble, because I'm trying to decide if, like, you and I having to test the limits of physical intimacy between robots and humans, if that was, like, an assignment or not. Like, you built this robot, see if you can fuck it.
Oh, God, yeah. That wouldn't be beyond...
It might not be a voluntary test.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think any of the tests at Aperture Science were voluntary. I think even people that worked there were being tested and they didn't even know it.
Yep.
This is a triumph. I'm picturing, like, they have a love nest test chamber somewhere set up with just, like, cheesy jazz music.
So what's my job that is replacing this one?
Do I still have a tape gun as an arm?
Yes.
That's the one piece of yourself that you've kept throughout the whole, you know, all of your changes. You still have the arm that was originally you.
It's just a tape dispenser.
It's just a tape dispenser on the end of a, like, robotic claw.
And this has been original. This is the original piece of this since the 1980s.
maybe you work in the mailroom.
I also kind of like the idea that it's like a complex job.
Okay, but...
Which makes it even more ridiculous that Tapey the robot is going to be replacing me.
I think I'm really friendly and everybody likes me.
Yeah, definitely. How could you... He's just a tape dispenser.
Good news! Daddy just uploaded... Whatever it is that you do, into my brain!
I'm taking your job! Whatever it is you're doing, this robot I'm gonna be doing!
A really complex job. Do you work on the portal gun, maybe?
Well, I guess we also have to decide when this is going to be set.
I mean, I feel like if there are a combination of robots and humans, it's got to be, like...
Before the portal gun.
Before... Well, yeah. No, the portal gun was tested, like... It used to be, like, a big backpack, remember?
Yeah.
Because those early tests in the 50s used the quantum tunneling device.
Maybe you're building GLaDOS.
Okay, so you're working on the GLaDOS project.
Either that, or I was thinking that James is GLaDOS.
Oh, God.
Before GLaDOS is...
Oh, no, because GLaDOS is Coraline.
Caroline.
No. Caroline.
Her mom has buttons for eyes.
So I'm an AI programmer. We could both be programmers.
Okay.
That would also make sense why we're in a lab accident together.
So you're like...
I think the lab accident has to be we turn GLaDOS on.
Releasing neurotoxins.
Turn it off!
It won't turn off!
How's it going down there, guys?
Oh, God, Tapey, turn it off!
Breathing will stop commencing in 5, 4...
Let me help you with that. Just tapes up our noses and mouths.
Oh, you almost killed me.
All right. Oh my God! Shit! If one of our locations is behind the scenes, a long
Ratman. Head,
one of us is Doug Ratman.
So which one of us is Doug Ratman?
Do you want to be Doug?
Sure.
Okay, so you be I'm going to be Henry then.
I don't know who that is.
You didn't read the comic.
No.
There you go. I blood this one.
Play your own.
Gene Stars.
Oh, my starry-eyed surprise.
Oh, my stars and garters.
No, seriously, I am seeing shit. What the fuck?
Oh,
that's
I'm
not
sorry.
Good.
I'm like 90% shit.
Or I could just be someone else who goes insane and hides inside.
That's true.
They want to fire me, huh? They'll never get rid of me.
I mean, the idea had to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
Tape in, tape gun.
Alright. I guess I won't be Henry then. If you don't want to be, if we want to
still be
the,
Henry,
if we
want to
be the keep the canon characters out of it.
Well, if you're working on GLaDOS, then
I mean we're gonna, it's gonna come up.
Like Cave Johnson is gonna show up, and
either he is or his pre-recorded announcements.
Yeah. So I'm Dr. Philip Rheingold.
Okay.
All staff, be on the lookout for one of the vagrants. Test subject has escaped while has left the testing area. He should be sent back immediately to the testing area and tell him he didn't get his sandwich today.
Also, be on the lookout for mantis men. They are still some hiding around.
Some of your guns have bullets in them. Some of them don't. Good luck.
Also, for those of you who have signed up to be injected with Mantis DNA, bad news. That experiment has been postponed indefinitely. But we have a new job for you. Hunting an army of Mantis men.
For those of you who are allergic to peanuts, we have a new test that's designed to replace your blood with peanut water.
Just a word of advice. If you think you can appeal to the Mantis Man's humanity because you had a relationship with the test subject that was formerly a human and is now a Mantis Man, you'd be mistaken.
They will eat your heads.
Just ask Greg.
Well, you can't, because he got his head eaten.
Just ask a stump. We're preserving it.
J.K. Simmons is playing Jim Gordon.
He's getting pretty buff.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
He's like 16, bigger than any of us.
Let me see if I can find that picture, because holy shit.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Alright.
Ryan has it.
J.K. Simmons. Nobody can string together curses like J.K. Simmons.
No.
Alright, so if we're going to do the canon characters, we'll have them come in as like cameos, and we'll be our own.
Sure.
Are we happy about that?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. He said that he doesn't, that he, that he's now Commissioner Gordon, because that means he can't reprise his role as J. Jonah Jameson.
Well, he could.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Not?
He was the perfect JJ. Yeah. And the new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan Reynolds did a DC movie and a Marvel movie.
Yeah, but the DC movie was Green Lantern. And it's the same studio. Meyer, what's your character's name?
Franklin Armitage III. There it is.
Jesus.
You see?
James? Yeah, I've seen.
Ryan has the name.
No, Ryan, what's your name?
My character's name is Dr. Helena Carlisle.
Huge.
What?
Helena Carlisle.
Ed's tapey.
Ed's tapey.
How do you spell Carlisle?
C-A-R-L-Y-L-E.
Oh, all right.
What were you again, Mark?
Franklin Armitage III.
Alex, what are you?
Dr. Philip Rheingold. So is James a personality sphere? Is he named after like?
I like that dynamic that if James is the intelligent one, but he can't do any of the fabrication because he doesn't have arms or hands or access to any.
So maybe James
is named. Did you name him?
Yeah, James is the material science sphere.
Okay, there you go.
Science.
Matt.
You're Matt.
Matt.
Ed is tapey.
What does it matter? All right. What does that stand for?
Material science sphere.
Matt. Wouldn't that be Matt's then?
No, they call you Matt.
Yeah.
But you're the material science fear.
And James.
Because we are living in a material world, and I am a material sphere, you know.
What's your name, Ryan?
Dr. Helena Carlisle.
To think of what voice Tavy's going to have.
So I work with Dr. Ryan Gold on the GLaDOS project.
Yep.
I think I'm going to adopt.
Adopt?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big step for you.
Adopting a kitten.
Oh, that's sweet.
My mother adopted a dog.
I wish I could adopt. I'm going to be working from home now. I wish I could adopt a kitten. Keep me company.
Stop thinking kittens are fun, except when you're trying to work on a computer and they keep...
Take all my dumb dogs. That dumb.
I have to figure out how I'm going to do this.
And I have been assigned to try to have sex with the material science sphere.
What if it's to fall in love with the material science sphere?
Or have the material, like, fall in love with you?
Yeah, you have to make him fall in love
with you. I have to seduce the robot.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Plan one, get the sphere to fall in love with you. Plan two?
Fuck.
Penetration is all right.
I don't have any...
It doesn't have to be real love. Lust is fine. Love is preferable, but lust is all right.
Also, you can't penetrate it. That's cheating.
So, are we doing this whole thing because Cave Johnson originally was supposed to upload himself and was concerned about whether or not he would be able to have sex as a robot?
Yeah. Well, he didn't tell you that's why he's concerned. He just wants you to figure it out.
All right.
But yes.
Yes, that's why.
But if we're working on the GLaDOS project, so this is this before Cave died?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think so.
Which means that...
I think at this point it's just a intelligence uploading.
Okay.
Like, it's not for a specific person.
Well, it was originally for him, but...
Yeah, we could fudge it a bit. Or he hasn't told us it's for him.
Okay, that's fair.
That's yeah. We're just designing a program so you can upload a person's intelligence. For science.
Right. And it's just a coincidence that he happens to be dying of moon rock poisoning.
Yes, well, these things happen.
These things happen.
Back to work.
All right. And if you don't like Portal, don't listen to the goddamn game.
If you don't like Portal, you're a monster.
What? That's not true at all.
Yes, it is.
No, that's not true.
Yep.
If you like brony ponies, you're a monster.
Name one person who doesn't like Portal.
Alexander the Great.
Monster.
Because...
Just ask the Persians.
Ask his father.
Ask his father.
And Alexander wept, for there were no more lands to conquer, and he hated Portal.
Well, I mean, that's not true. There were lands to conquer. He just died. And he thought he was a god.
They were just really far away. Like, he was
already there. He made it to India. And it was like,
but okay, he could have like gone to like, could like gone like to the America, the whatever it was at that point,
the Americas.
Well, it wasn't the Americas then.
They weren't named. Could have gone to China.
Yeah. Africa.
Yep.
But
there were lots of places he could have gone, but he didn't because he did.
But also, the world's a big place. It's really hard to take gold over.
Yes, yes, it is. I didn't say he would have been successful. It was fun watching Game of Thrones from the Battle of the Bastards and the thing with the shields. Like, part of that, because I was reading a biography of Alexander the Great a while ago, that's actually partially Macedonian battle tactics.
Yeah.
Like, it was this thing Alexander the Great's father came up with. You get guys lining up with shields, so you, like, completely block the front row. And then they had, like, 15-foot-long spears.
Yeah.
So they just steadily marched forward with their spears out, screaming their Macedonian war cries and scaring the shit out of everyone. Like, that's... All right, that works.
Where are you, Lord Coco?
And I hasn't watched it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
All right, so I think we've got, like, the basics covered here. Do we want to...
I think we're...
The only problem that I'm seeing with this continuity-wise, and, I mean, fuck it, Valve doesn't care, so why should we? If our horrific lab accident was turning GLaDOS on...
Maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, okay. So what then, what was it?
Man, this is like if we tried to do a Star Wars fiasco, how you and I and Will would be.
Yeah. Well, no, you can't be on that planet.
Why? Why not?
Because the Empire's attacking that planet at this point.
I hate to admit it, but he's right.
God damn it. Okay, so we'll set it like 1,000 years before the Empire. We still can't be on that planet. Why not? Well, because the Jedi were having a fight there. God damn it.
All right, so then what was our horrific...
Maybe it hasn't happened yet? Oh, no, but that is our... That's
yeah, our backstory. We survived... I really like that. That's our horrific accident. So let's just roll with it.
Okay, maybe we activated her at one point, and then she tried to kill everything. So we deactivated it and realized we're not done yet. Still have a few bugs to work out.
A few kinks.
Yeah.
All right. So in that case, if you listen to this, now is the time when you should transition to the.
Do we have to ask Will if he has any last words for these?
No.
No, we don't do that. Goodbye now.